don't look at me. Now, keep your mouth shut. Get over there and close that door. Now! All right, now back up. Back up! Stop. Sit. Don't look at me.
Who are you?
Never mind that.
Is this about my overdue library books?
No, silly. I came here to ask you a favor.
Should you be on the sofa?
Oh, be a wise guy.
Well, I thought this was fun and games. You're the one wearing the dog mask.
Okay, the mask. Look over there. Okay, now you can look.
I can see why you're wearing it.
I said, don't be a wise guy.
What do you want?
25 years ago, a man named Jake McGraw was convicted of a crime he didn't commit.
So why are you telling me? Why don't you tell the police?
I can't. I helped commit the crime, then we framed McGraw for it.
And the police bought it?
That was easy. We were the police.
You were a bad doggy.
Hey, I didn't want to have anything to do with it, man. But I had a friend who said if I didn't go along with it, he'd kill me.
So?
So, I want to come clean.
Why now?
Because last week, my friend died.
Is this him in here?
Oh, no. You know, you got a bad attitude, pal. Now, everything in there can help you out. That has the transcripts, the court transcripts, the police papers, the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So what do you want me to do with it?
I want you to look into this.
Hey, man, I got enough work.
Oh, come on, please. I mean, it'll take a great burden off my conscience.
Look, Mr.
Dog.
Why don't you just turn yourself in?
That burdened, I'm not. Now, come on, will you do this?
Yeah, I said I'll read it.
Thanks.
One thing. Better be careful out there. There's a lot of lonely Dobermans in this block.
Yeah, I know.
It's all right there, Governor. I have every reason to believe that this Jake McGraw is an innocent man.
Benson, you got this information from a dog. I mean, what do you know about this dog?
Governor, please. I don't have the patience to explain it again.
Well, I am sorry, but it seems to me we're wasting an awful lot of government time trying to help some goon.
Benson.
Now, here's Cross. What do you got, Cross?
I just talked to the woman in Phoenix who could have testified at the original trial. She was never called to testify.
Will this woman take out a deposition swearing that Jake McGraw is innocent?
Yeah.
Thank you, Cross. Governor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Thank you, Miss Cross.
No. Listen, this Jake McGraw is innocent. I recommend a full pardon.
Absolutely not. Out of the question.
Who died and made you, Governor? Oh.
Just a figment of speech. Sorry.
Give me Warden Robinson on the phone, please. Thank you. I'm going to take care of this today.
Sir, this is a very bad precedent. Politically speaking, I think you should let the man rot.
Clayton, the man has been falsely imprisoned.
So?
Oh, Clayton, someone should lock you up and throw away the door.
I can't argue with that. I can't explain it, but I can't argue.
Benson! There's a Mr. Jake McGraw out here!
The man I pardoned. What a nice surprise.
Send him in.
Well, he's obviously here to kiss up and grovel.
Yeah, perhaps you can pick up a few pointers.
This is him.
I'm Jake McGraw.
I'm Governor Gatling.
I'm Benson Dubois.
And I am Clayton Endicott III.
Clayton is the one who wanted to keep you in jail. Benson here is the one who got you out.
Just part of my job. Still, I do appreciate you coming out of your way like this to thank me.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
No, I mean, why should I want to thank you?
Well, because, you know, I mean, people usually think...
Mr. McGraw, do I sense a little tension here?
You're damn right you do.
Ah.
Hey! Benson worked very hard to get you out of jail. The least you can be is thankful.
No, he doesn't have to thank me, Krause. His freedom is my reward.
But it's beautiful, Benson.
Listen, Missy. I spent over half my life in prison for something I didn't do. My family and friends have either died or moved away with no forwarding address. Then some politician, doing his good deed for the day, pulls me out into a world I don't know. Now tell me, which part do you want me to thank him for?
I have an idea. Why don't I call and get us some refreshments?
Yes, that's what I'll do. Get Sergeant Leary up here right away.
In prison, I was one of the elder statesmen. People looked up to me. And there I was a somebody.
But out here, you are nobody.
Let's let the man finish his own story.
Hey, don't hang this on me. You are the one who wanted him free. Ruins a man's life. Every year it gets worse, year after year.
You call me, Mr. Endicott?
Yes, Sergeant Leary, detain this hoodlum.
That won't be necessary, Clayton.
Oh, good, because I can't do it.
Well, why not?
My gun's in the shop. I told the wife this morning, I said, honey, just watch. Today's the day I'm going to need that gun.
Isn't that always the way? Just the other day, I locked my car keys in the trunk.
Excuse me, that's a very funny story, Governor. Can I go back to watching the soap operas now?
Well, sure. Anyway, I got the trunk open, but I couldn't get it closed, and now it just sort of bounces.
You know? Hey, you guys got a problem.
We have a problem.
Why?
Why?
Because the way I figure it, this state owes me for lost time. And it could start paying me back right now by giving me a place to sleep.
See, the way he figures it...
I heard...
Huddle.
Excuse me.
Didn't I tell you we were going to have a problem?
You called us over here to tell us you told us so?
Yes. You know, it is perfectly possible that the state will be financially responsible for the time this man has lost. I say we give him what he wants, pending a decision on the state's liability.
What do you think, Benson?
Clayton's not wrong.
Oh, would it kill you to just come out and say I'm right?
It'd make me awfully sick.
We gotta get you a place to stay.
I'll stay right here.
This is Benson's office.
That's perfect. He got me out. Now he can put me up.
Huddle!
Can I use your phone? I promised my buddies at the prison I'd call and let them know I made it safely.
Sure, sure. I don't want this guy standing in my office.
Benson, it's only for one night. You owe him that much.
I don't owe him diddly.
Well, you're the one who turned this man loose on society.
The governor pardoned him.
It was your idea.
You signed the pardon.
You talked to the dog.
He can't stay in my office.
You're right. He'd be much more comfortable in your condo.
Right, right. He can't stay in my condo. Here, one night.
Hey, how you doing, Spike? Yeah, I made it all right. Everything's fine. Listen, I would...
What's that?
Well, because he insists on keeping to his old prison schedule. Springs out of the bed at dawn, sings old spirituals until noon, exercises until dinner, takes a quick shower, makes a mark on my wall, and goes back to bed.
Prison and high school sound a lot alike.
Well, as long as he's not in the office, I'll go in there and get those committee reports. The last time I saw him, he offered me 10 cigarettes for a kiss.
Well, he's obviously trying to give up smoking.
Oh, hi, Rose.
Yeah. Okay, where is he?
Who?
902-965. He was supposed to be scrubbing the upstairs bathroom 5 minutes ago.
I see. Coming for the candy.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
If you're interested in career day, it's tomorrow.
That's sweet, kid, but it ain't my cup of tea.
No skin off my nose.
Where have you been?
I was just doing my exercise time out in the yard.
Look, Buster, you eat here, you work here. So get your mop and all your high tops.
Mrs. Cassidy, if you don't mind, I'd like to have a word with Mr. McGraw.
Sure, but don't keep him long. So when he's done with the bathrooms, I think I'll have him buff the basement.
Drunk with power.
No, I think she's just drunk. Mr. McGraw, would you please sit down here and make yourself comfortable?
Yeah, sure.
Now, Mr. McGraw, I have been authorized by the state to offer you $5,000.
What?
Benson, please, I'm trying to conduct some state business here.
What's this all about?
If Mr. Endicott is offering you $5,000, it's because he suspects the state owes you a lot more.
I don't want any money.
Better yet.
I just want to go back home to cell block H.
Cell block H? You want to go back to jail?
Yeah. I'm happy there. I feel safe there. I want to go back. I want to go back home.
Jake, we don't have the authority to send you back to prison.
I'll tell you what. You get me back into prison, and I'll let you off the hook. If you don't... Well, I'm going to get myself some big-time lawyers, and this state is going to pay through that nose.
You sent for me, sir?
No, actually, Benson, I sent for you.
No, you didn't. It was my idea.
No, sir. I said, what shall we do about this? You said, I don't know.
Yeah, and then I said, let's send for Benson.
No.
And then you said...
No, sir. I said, let's send for Benson, and then you said...
Do you mind?
Benson, we want Mr. McGraw to leave the mansion.
Well, so do I, but what about the state's responsibility?
No, the Attorney General has assured me that his office will take care of it. They say they can stretch this thing out for years, so legally we're covered.
Legally? What about morally? Will you stop caring about people for one moment? Listen to reason.
Benson, I understand your concern.
So but... you're just going to send Jake McGraw out into a world which he practically knows nothing about?
You're exaggerating.
Am I? 25 years ago, gasoline cost a quarter. People were still putting Dixie Peach in their hair. And a Whoopi Goldberg was a cushion you could buy at a Jewish novelty shop. The truth of the matter is that Jake McGraw can't live in this world, and it's our fault because we didn't prepare him for it.
All right. If your Mr. McGraw is so in love with prison life, and if it would benefit the state, why don't we just send him back?
Because he hasn't done anything wrong.
So we'll frame him.
This is an innocent man you're talking about.
Innocent? The man is obviously a loser. He belongs behind bars, guarded day and night. So maybe he didn't commit this one crime. I mean, he's obviously committed some crime. I mean, sir, the man has a tattoo.
You know, you're absolutely right, Clayton. The man belongs in jail.
What are you saying?
He's saying that I'm... absolutely right.
It would be for Jake's own good. I'll take care of it, sir.
What do you suppose he's going to do?
Probably something sneaky and underhanded.
Why do you say that?
That's what I'd do.
Benson. It's one of our funnier shows, but be forewarned. It does have an odd preoccupation with death.
Dead people?
And at 11, right here on TV Land.
Oh, yes, Warden, I realize that this is an unusual request, but I honestly believe that Jake McGraw would be better off up there with you guys. Well, thank you, sir. What's that? Well, you tell the former Lieutenant Governor hello for me, too. Bye-bye, thank you. I thought you were a robber. I am. What are you talking about?
I broke in here so I can get caught and sent back to jail.
But you live here, fool. You can't be arrested for breaking into where you live.
That's a technicality. I'll beat it in court.
Well, this is no way to accomplish anything. Let's go back to my office so we can talk about it.
Okay. All right, what's going on in here?
What are you doing here?
I heard noises. That was me.
What are you doing out there?
What?
What are you doing out there?
Well, I saw somebody trying to break in the window, so I grabbed my umbrella.
Seems to be the thing to do.
Yeah.
Careful. Don't come in here. What are you coming in here for?
No,
what
give
is wrong with the other one?
Unbelievable.
Oh. Let's get out of here.
Oh.
I think that's a very good idea. The door is stuck.
What do you mean it's stuck?
The door is stuck.
Let me see that.
Try it.
We'll go out the window.
No, I don't want to go out the window. There's open the door here.
Come out with your hands up. The bathroom is surrounded.
I believe that is Sergeant Leary.
This is your last chance. Men, prepare to fire.
Leary!
Could be.
This is Lieutenant Governor Benson Dubois. Now, we know you're alone. Get this door open. It's stuck.
How do I know it's you?
Leary, you chowderhead!
It's you. Okay, stand back. I'm going to shoot the lock off. Oh, ah!
he doesn't have a gun.
I rented one.
Leary!
Yes?
Now don't think. Just listen. Put the gun down, go get a screwdriver, and take the door off its hinges.
Okay. But I'd sure like to know what you guys are doing in there.
Just go!
All right.
Well, thank you.
What a simpleton.
We had you kissing tile.
What exactly are we all doing in here?
Governor, I broke in here tonight so I can get caught and go back to jail.
I understand that.
Well, you don't have to break in here because you're going to go back to jail anyway.
Benson, you didn't.
He did.
What do you mean?
He had you framed.
Thank you, Benson.
No, I didn't.
Was it you, Clayton? No, but I did suggest it.
I'm lost.
He's going to go back to jail, but not as a convict. As a guard.
A guard?
A guard?
A screw! That's great! Now I can wash with hot water. Thank you, Benson.
Okay.
Guys?
Leary? Sergeant Leary?
Yes?
Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah, so did you get the screwdriver?
No, sir. I just want to let you know that I'm going on my break.
Okay.